This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi embarked on a two-day state visit to Israel this morning. This is his second visit to Israel. Mr. Modi has expressed hope that his two-day state visit to Israel will further consolidate the enduring bonds between the two countries. In his departure statement ahead of the visit, the Prime Minister said it would set new goals for the strategic partnership and advance a shared vision for a resilient, innovative and prosperous future for both the countries. The Prime Minister said he is looking forward to holding discussions with Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu. India and Israel have strongly and unequivocally condemned terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. During the 10th meeting of the India-Israel Joint Working Group on Counter-Terrorism held in New Delhi yesterday, both countries emphasized that confronting terrorism requires sustained, comprehensive and concerted action. A report.
The meeting underscored the importance of bilateral cooperation between India and Israel. Both sides agreed to strengthen cooperation through training, cyber security, exchange of best practices and information sharing, as well as enhanced law enforcement and judicial coordination. They also renewed their commitment to enhance cooperation at multilateral forums, including the UN and FATF. India and Israel strongly condemned the brutal terror attacks in both countries and stressed the urgent need to hold the perpetrators accountable. They also discussed emerging threats such as terrorist recruitment, misuse of technology, and the growing use of unmanned aerial vehicles, drones, and AI for terror activities. Both sides decided to hold the next meeting of the Joint Working Group on Counterterrorism in Israel. With Anupam and Dilnashi Arzu, Tripti Shivastav, Akashvani News, Delhi.
In anticipation of the upcoming general election to the Garo Hills Autonomous District Council 2026, the District Administration of South West Garo Hills has issued an order directing all licensed arm holders in the district to deposit their firearms and ammunition. This measure has been promulgated in the interest of maintaining public peace, ensuring law and order, and facilitating the free, fair and peaceful conduct of the forthcoming election 2026. All concerned have been directed to ensure strict compliance with the order. Chief of the Army Staff, General Upendra Dwivedi, today flagged off the culmination ceremony of the Bharat Ranbhumi Darshan Expedition at the National War Memorial in New Delhi. It marked the conclusion of a 22-day journey covering around 3,400 kilometres. The expedition, which began on the 3rd of this month from Dwarka, was led by the Indian Army, Indian Navy and Border Security Force. Traversing key locations across Gujarat and Rajasthan, the expedition paid tribute to country's war heroes and highlighted the nation's rich military heritage. President Donald Trump has declared that U.S. is back and is currently richer and stronger than ever before. Delivering its first State of the Union address during his second term as president to a sharply divided Congress this morning, Trump cited a massive national turnaround under his leadership. The president focused heavily on national security and border control. He claimed his administration has established the most secure border in the American history, asserting that no illegal entries have occurred in the past 9 months. Turning to the economy, Trump credited his first-year policies for a surge in national wealth. A major highlight of the speech was a new energy initiative involving the artificial intelligence industry. The IMD has forecast light to moderate rainfall accompanied by thunderstorm, lightning and gusty winds over Andaman and Nicobar for today. The Met Department has also forecast thunderstorms accompanied with lightning over Chhattisgarh, interior Karnataka, Kerala, Mahe, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal and Vidarbh for the day. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, New Zealand will take on Sri Lanka in a Group 2 Super 8 match in Colombo today at 7 p.m. Earlier, England defeated Pakistan by 2 wickets in a Group 2 Super 8 match in Sri Lanka last night. England overhauled the target of 165 runs, losing 8 wickets and 5 balls to spare. And that is the end of this news bulletin.